things happening all at the same time. So it's exciting, but it's also sort of like, what's this going to be? Do people want to come back to the theater? Do, you know, do people still want these weird movies from all over the world? We feel pretty good that they do, but we'll see what time has to say.
This year, the Halifax Independent Film Festival is celebrating its Sweet 16 as they showcase a variety of films, music videos, shorts, and animations. Film enthusiasts can expect features from South Korea, France, Nigeria, the Philippines, Canada, and more. We speak with HIFF's festival coordinator, Tara Thorne, to discuss what audiences can expect from movies to prices and their new location.
I'm Tara Thorne, I'm the festival coordinator with the Halifax Independent Filmmakers Festival, and I coordinate the festival, which means I'm a logistics and stress person who's trying not to panic most of the time.
So, Tara, can you tell us a little bit about the festival, what people can expect? I'll let you speak, then I'll get into my questions.
Sure. So HIFF is celebrating its Sweet 16 this year, 16 years of weird and wonderful films from all over the world. And we are going into our first ever hybrid festival. So I was hired 1 month before the pandemic in 2020. And we did a virtual festival in November of that year, and then another one immediately, almost, it felt immediate, in, was it June last year? I don't know. It was, yes, I'm getting thumbs up to that. Was it June? Yes, June is our proper time, but the pandemic knocked us off in that year in 2020. We're also at a brand new venue. We've been using the Scotiabank stage at Neptune Theatre for many years, and we have now moved into the Lighthouse Arts Center. So it's exciting, but it's also sort of like, what's this going to be? Do people want to come back to the theater? Do people still want these weird movies from all over the world? We feel pretty good that they do, but we'll see what time has to say.
And what is the process of being featured or getting my film featured at Halifax International Film Festival? How does it work?
We have a pretty standard submission process. So we're on Film Freeway like everyone is. And it opens at the beginning of the year usually, and then it usually closes in April. So there's sort of a combo of you can submit, if you're a local filmmaker, we have a program every year. It's our most popular one. It's called Atlantic Auteurs. And there are eight films in it this year. You just sort of submit through there. And then there's also a programming team that does a combination of combing the submissions and going out and looking for films that are already on the festival circuit and sort of, you know, inviting them to be part of the festival. So it's sort of a combo.
Let's talk dates. When is the first festival happening?
June 9th is when we open on Thursday evening, and then we run until June 12th. A full festival pass. Someone asked me yesterday if this was a day pass price. No, you can see all the films at our festival. So it's eight features and three shorts programs. And for $35, $25 if you're an ACCOOT member. Individual screenings are $10. And they're all at the Lighthouse, save our first ever late night screening, which is going to be Friday night at Good Robot. It's called We're All Going to the World's Fair, which is just ripping up the festival circuit right now. Kind of a Midnight Madness kind of vibe on that one.
I guess my question is, how do you decide, like, which movies you're going to play this year? What is it based on?
There's a team of programmers. I am sadly not involved in this part because I would love to be part of these conversations. But yeah, they scour all kinds of sources, other festivals, you know, internet chatter. I don't know where they find them all. And they sort of, you know, literally are combing the world to find films. Like, we have films from South Korea, France, Nigeria this year. Like, they're from all over. And it's just a process of bringing movies to the group, and then they fight about them, and then the ones they agree on, that's who is in the festival.
What movies are going to be playing?
We've got a retrospective by Ryan Steele, who's a DIY and analog artist from Winnipeg. So there's lots of varying short films that he's gotten there. There's a dozen of them, some of them have animation, some of them are music videos. This Is My Desire, which is the one from Nigeria. We're closing with The Crossing, which is an animated film from France. But one, the black and white one, is called El Planeta, which is a film that I happened to see last fall when I was in the US. It was written and directed and stars Amalia Ullman and her mom. And she had not made a film before. She's just made this movie about her mom and herself being these kind of scam artists. And it's this really beautiful, very absurd black and white comedy drama. Short Vacation is screening on Saturday. That is from South Korea. We actually, we managed to wrangle the co-directors for a Q&A on that with a 12-hour time difference. And it's a coming of age stories with these four teen girls who get an assignment to go out and photograph the end of the world. And then the other one is our opening film. It's called Islands. It's by Martin Aldrelin, and it is a Filipino Canadian movie about a man who has lived with his parents, and then they die, and he has to figure out, you know, what his life looks like from now. Martin will be here to introduce the film and do a Q&A afterwards.
And I'm curious about these festivals. So does HIFF have like a certain different theme every year?
No, we just try to showcase the best things that we can find from across the world every year. No big deal. The theme is excellence.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.